Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Every year we read this gospel of our Lord telling us the only time in the gospel where is revealed to us the last judgment. In no other gospel except here in Matthew's gospel in the 25th chapter do we hear of the last judgment and what it will be like. And in telling us what his judgment will be, for the Son of God is the one who will judge, he makes it clear to us that our salvation is with our neighbor, with our sister and our brother. But it is this. It is with our sister and with our brother. Because Jesus tells us in Luke's gospel, lend and do not expect a return. Give and do not expect back. And furthermore, to do that even to those who are evil and unrighteous. And this is the only time in the gospel that human action is compared to God's action. Because Jesus says, when you do this, then you are like my Father in heaven, who sends rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous, who makes the sun to shine upon the just and the unjust. For he shows compassion and mercy to all. This is the background, so to speak, for this telling of the last judgment that Jesus gives to us. Because he makes clear that those who helped those who were hungry, those who were thirsty, those who were naked, the persons who were sick and homebound, the persons imprisoned, those who helped them serve Christ. And note that there's no room here for us to decide, well, is someone really poor? When they're begging, are they worthy or are they pulling a scam on me? That's not in the equation at all. St. Augustine makes abundantly clear that we should give to everyone, even if it's a little, to the person standing at the corner with their sign up, asking for help for food. Because St. Augustine tells us, who has appointed us as the sifter of men's hearts? Who allows us to see into someone's heart whether they are telling us the truth or not? St. Augustine says, though the poor may be few, you help all so that you may not miss Christ. Because in giving food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, visiting the sick, visiting the imprisoned, and again, Jesus isn't talking about people who are innocent and imprisoned. He's talking about everyone who's imprisoned. From the person who's imprisoned for a misdemeanor, the person who's imprisoned who is innocent, the person who is on death row. When you visit or help any of these people, you are not merely doing it to that person, you are doing it to Christ himself. Doing it to Christ himself. Because he is the one who has fashioned each of us in his image. There is no human person who does not bear God's image. Therefore, when we serve them, whether they be innocent or guilty, worthy or unworthy, good or unrighteous, we are serving God. And we are not to miss that opportunity to serve God. In the Psalms, God tells us that he is near to the person who is brokenhearted, who is cast down. That God lifts up the person who is bowed down. That he looks after the foreigner, that he looks after the widow and the fatherless, that from this we know God's preference is always to be with those who are oppressed, who are marginalized, who suffer. And Saint Paisios of Athos tells us that when we draw near to our sister or our brother who is in pain, we are drawing near to God, because God is always at the side of his children who are in pain. And we know this from the parable of Lazarus, who was at the gate of the rich man. For Jesus never says that Lazarus was a righteous man, only that Lazarus patiently endured his sufferings. When we draw near to the person in pain who is suffering, we are drawing near to salvation, because that is their salvation, patiently enduring suffering, patiently enduring hurt. Beloved, let us remember then that all those whom we meet in our daily lives are fashioned in God's image. And when we do something good for them, we are doing it to Christ. Not to hold back, not to be stingy, because those who did not help Christ found themselves with the goats on the left and condemned. Saint Silouan of Athos tells us that our salvation is with our brother. And Saint Makarios tells us that our salvation is with our neighbor. And he goes on to say, this is purity of heart, to come to the person who is in sin, to the person who is sick, and to be compassionate, to show tenderheartedness towards them. Because this, beloved, is what God does for us.